One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
This is my dad's story. He was done in Vietnam. He soon was stationed at an Air Force base in Greenland. They would often have very bad blizzards there. When these blizzards came through, the base shut down and every section of the barracks would take roll call. These blizzards were intense. There were cables running between the buildings that you attached to your person, so if there was a sudden whiteout, you didn't get lost and die. They had people die literally 20 meters from the shelter because they got lost in bad weather and froze. He said for about 5 months, every time they locked down for weather, they would hear a horrendous screaming outside. Everyone inside was accounted for, so they didn't risk sending anyone out to investigate. They wrote it off as an animal. However, every time this was heard, the engine room would be wrecked. Tools everywhere, paperwork all over the floor, tables and toolboxes knocked over. Even one time, a several thousand pound jet engine had been lifted from its workbench, crane hoist, and smashed almost 30 feet away. The hangars in the engine room had cameras covering every single possible entrance with spotlights that made them clear even in a whiteout. No animals, no people, no anything was ever seen entering or leaving those buildings. Then one day, it just stopped. This was not something that they just shrugged at. These events cost a lot of money. It even caused a lot of the brass from the DOD and the CIA to breathe fire down the base commander's neck. This facility, beyond military function, served as a base for a lot of civilian research as well. There was a full investigation using all manner of scientists, engineers, and specialists. They came up with no satisfactory explanation for what was happening. I do not believe in the paranormal, nor did my father. This is the only spooky type of story he has from 22 years in the service. No one knows exactly what happened. It's very strange in every way. Hundreds of people wrote reports and documented this. It wasn't just some grease monkey scratching their heads and randomly guessing. After initially writing this email, I talked to my mom, and she told me a couple of things that I missed. After one of these occasions, the U-2 in the shop had all of its electronics turned on. Many of the systems in this plane were special built for this airframe and this particular crew's mission. These systems were complex and archaic. Very few people knew how to operate this machinery, and the only ones on base that could were two engineers and its crew. It wasn't a simple matter of hitting a power button and flipping switches from off to on. Another time, 3 barrels of hydraulic fluid vanished and were never found. They doubted the screaming noise was wind because it came in short, irregular bursts, and winds never produced those sounds again. They theorized that it was a polar bear, but If it was, its coincidental timing was extremely uncanny. Lastly, Control picked up a bunch of weird interference and anomalous readings that, again, had the uncanny timing of happening only when this was going on. They were never able to reproduce these errors in the controlled manner. As I said before, my father did not believe in the paranormal. He thought the best possible explanation was a series of many unrelated, unlikely, and unproducible events that came together in an also unlikely manner that left no satisfactory explanation for what was going on. The screaming was thought to be a polar bear or something. The radar glitches were thought to be due to moisture, but left no obvious signs. The barrels were most likely the result of inventory error, etc. However, even with all this in mind, the chances of these events coming together in this manner by sheer coincidence is astronomical. So no one was willing to say anything with certainty, thus no satisfactory answer, and writing it off as an act of God. It's creepy, it's bizarre, but it's not supernatural, and the answer just simply isn't, it's the wind. That story was sent anonymously. I was by myself in the engine room of a submarine on the midwatch. I was a newly reported sailor just trying to find some equipment so I could display knowledge to one of the watchstanders. There are a number of bays in the engine room lower level with narrow passages that pass through the center. I came down one of these ladders, and I swore I saw someone walk across the ship about 15 feet in front of me. I could hear his footsteps as he walked around the corner and out of sight. Three problems. First, he was wearing utilities. That was an older, light blue blouse and dark navy slacks. Nobody had utilities anymore. They'd been phased out 3 years earlier. Number two, there was only one other person awake in the engine room that late at night, and he was standing at the top of the ladder behind me, waiting for me to come back up with an answer to his question. And number three, he wasn't actually there. I wrote it off as sleep deprivation, but I'll admit, it shook me for a while. Now fast forward to 4 months later. I'd gone out to sea with another submarine of the same type. While I was there, I met a sailor who had previously served on my ship. After a few weeks of standing watch with him, he told me the story of a sailor who committed suicide while on watch when he was serving on my ship almost a decade earlier. It was in engine room lower level. In his utilities. I wish I could have gotten a picture of the look on my face. I'm sure it was a definition of disbelief. Soon after, I also learned of other possible hauntings on the ship. It was allegedly haunted by a shipyard worker wearing a red hat who had apparently fallen to his death some years back. He apparently only came out at night in port or during crane ops. Another shipmate said that the random noises that he would hear near the aftermost section were downright spooky. He wasn't sure if he could actually give off the names of the bays and stuff, because it could be classified, but he heard whispers, footsteps, and all sorts of weird noises. That makes sense underway, but when you're in the port and are literally the only watchstander in the engine room, you take your logs quickly and you find a comfy spot in the upper level where it's bright and warm and safe. That story was sent anonymously. When I was in the Navy, I was stationed in Groton, Connecticut for basic enlisted submarine school. I was roving the barracks at night. I had a UI, which is an under instruction, so I was showing him the ropes. What to check out, how to check it. It was mainly fire extinguishers and secured doors. Well, on the second or the third floor of the barracks, there was a recreation room with a TV and some chairs and a piano. Mind you, everyone was asleep. It was 0200 in the morning. Well, I decided to go in and see if I remembered how to play the piano a little. We decided to continue to finish our patrol, so we started walking down the hall when we heard a single piano note go off. We both heard it while I was in mid-conversation, so we kind of looked back, and then we both looked at each other to see if we both heard the exact same noise. We shrugged it off as our imaginations running wild. But as soon as we got to the end of the hall and opened the door to the stairway, a sharp key note was heard coming from down the hall in the direction of the room with the piano. We left the floor as soon as possible and later shared that story with some shipmates, and they told us the story of a sailor that had died in the barracks. That story was sent anonymously.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
These are my dad's stories. He served in the Taiwanese Marines as a drill sergeant. Much of the ground in Taiwan saw violence under occupation, and it was rumored that the base was built on or near a mass grave. Needless to say, he's had a few paranormal stories. He had a guy report to him in the morning exhausted but frazzled. The night before, he had been on guard duty overlooking the firing range. The targets on the range were a mix of clay and wood figures, cut and drawn to look like an enemy soldier aiming a rifle at you. According to the guard, when he'd been bored out of his mind staring over at the range, he saw clear as day one of the clay soldiers wearily lay down his rifle and exclaim, "Damn, I'm tired." The guard said he passed out from fright. During the evening, when training was over, the sergeants, for the most part, had the time to themselves. My dad liked to go snake hunting at dusk. That's when the heat was rising from the ground and the snakes came out of their holes. So one evening he sets out carrying a bag, a nice long stick, and a flashlight. As he was making his way across the field, zigzagging in a search pattern, he found himself getting closer and closer to an old, decrepit outhouse that had been abandoned as it was too far from the main base. As he got within a few yards of it, he was hit with a sudden feeling of apprehension. Something told him going near the outhouse was a bad idea. At that moment, his flashlight that he had aimed at the building went out. He fiddled with the battery, smacked it, thought, "Damn, better get a new battery," and turned around to head back. The moment he turned and faced the main base, the flashlight flickered back on. Great, time to keep hunting. The moment he turned to face the outhouse, it flickered again. Face the base, it flickered on. He did this 2 or 3 times, and he finally got the message, and he verbally apologized for intruding, turned and walked calmly back to the base. The base itself was surrounded by forest and mountains, the natural terrain of Taiwan. One day, a soldier was reported missing. As the day went on, it was clear that he'd either deserted or was in serious trouble. A manhunt rescue team was organized, and most of the base was out searching for the guy as the rain started to come in. As night fell, they called it off. He got ready to try again tomorrow. They found him in the morning, huddled in a wet, dark cave, scared speechless and out of his mind. No one was sure what he saw to cause him to freak out like that, and they never found out. They shipped the guy out as soon as they could afterwards. And finally, one of his years on the base, he was hit with a huge typhoon. Typhoons are pretty regular in Taiwan, especially during the summer, but this one was going to set records. Everyone hunkered down and reinforced the base the best that they could, and it held pretty well. After days of relentless rain and wind, they emerged to survey the damage. One of the trees on the base had been hundreds of years old. It sat on a hill and overlooked the base, and so it had been the site of a Buddhist shrine set at its roots. Now the roots twisted and turned into the air. The storm had torn the tree from the ground, and yet the shrine itself was untouched. Even the red silk covering, with nothing weighing it down, hadn't moved an inch despite the winds that had finally torn the great tree from its hill after hundreds of years. The soldiers took this as a sign that, despite whatever would be thrown against them, the spirit would remain strong and unmoved. And that story was sent anonymously. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at LegendsWithAZ.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at LegendsWithAZ.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.